Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Mishnayos, Masechta Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah talks about the case of Shiluch HaKein, where if a person comes across the nest and there's a mother bird and the little chicks, that if he wants the chicks, he should send the mother bird away, and then he can take the chicks, and he's Mekayim a mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, for which the Torah promises long life as a reward. Now, what if a person didn't follow the order of the Torah, and the person took the mother bird and the chicks together? It says in the pasuk, "Ki kari kantzipor lefanecha b'derech b'choletz o al haaretz ofrochim abeitzim, v'im ravetzes al haofrochim o al abeitzim lo sikach o'im al abonim." You should not do that. However, it does say shalach tishalach esveim es abonim tikach lach. You could send away the mother and then take the baby birds. Now, we mentioned last time that when it comes to Nosar, there is a lav, you're not supposed to leave over the Nosar. However, there's a subsequent assay that you can effectively fix the lav by, it's called a lav anitikla assay, by burning the Nosar, and therefore you wouldn't get Malkus. So the question here is, it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether this is a lav anitikla assay. So if you took the mother bird and the chicks together, and then subsequently sent the mother bird away, even though that wasn't the proper order, are you rectifying the lav in that manner, and therefore it's not a lav anitik lase, so you would not, you would get malchus, or do we say it's a lav anitik lase, and you would not get malchus? So the Mishnah says, Hanotel ema labanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loka, you get malchus, and you don't send away the mother bird, because the proper order was to send the mother bird away first, and you didn't do that. So there is no lav hanitik lase, there's no way to rectify it, and therefore you would get malchus. The Chachamim, however, disagree, and they hold that you can send the mother bird away afterwards, even though that was not the preferred order. And therefore it is a lav anitik lase, and because it's a lav anitik lase, the lav is therefore somewhat rectified by sending away the mother bird even later, and therefore you would not get malchus. And you would not get malchus. And the halacha is like the chachamim. And the Mishnah continues, kol mitzvus lo sase, zeh klal. The Mishnah actually tells us a rule. Kol mitzvus lo sase, any mitzvus lo sase, sheyesh bo kumase, that is subsequently followed with a kumase, where there is a way to rectify the lav if you're over on the lav. So that is considered a lav anitik lase, and therefore you would not get malchus. Ein chayov in Allah, you would not get malchus. Our Mishnah just has a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as to whether this is considered a lav anitik lase, but they both agree that a lav anitik lase would not get malchus. Mishnah Hey goes on to list a bunch of different cases of malchus, where there is somewhat of a chiddush, and we will go on and explain each one individually. Mishnah Hey, Hakareach Korcha Bereisha. Somebody, in a manner to mourn over a dead person, shaves bald spots on the head. So it's not just that he shaved a bald area in the head, but it was done in a way to show mourning over a dead person. Of the hamakiv pas rosha, or somebody who rounds off the corners of his head, meaning the hair, and gets rid of the peos, which are the edges, and makes a round haircut so that there's a circle and there's no peos, there's no corners descending from either side. Mashchis pas zikna, or somebody who, here you notice there's a word called mashchis, destruction. It's different than the peos, where the iser is just to cut it. Over here, by the paz zaken, by the beard, the iser is to destroy it, to use a method of cutting which would destroy the beard. And we'll explain that in a little while. The Bar Tanur explains that on Hamakif Esrosho, it says basically that even if it's with scissors, however, by the Zokain, it has to have Hashchosa. Vasoret srit achas al hameis. If somebody scratches into his flesh, as a result again of mourning, he makes an incision over a mess as a sign of mourning, that is also a lav. And the Mishnah tells you, chayiv. What if sorat srit achas achamish mesim? What if somebody made one incision in mourning over five dead people? Oichamesh sritais, or five incisions amesachot for one person. So what do we go by? Do we go by the number of people that it was done for? Or do we go by the number of incisions? So the Mishnah tells us, chayiv al kolachas viachas. You would be chayiv for each incision. So in the case of one incision for five mesim, you would be chayiv one. And in the case of five incisions for one person, you would be chayiv five. Now, what about al harosh? Going back to the case of the rosh with the two peos, if somebody cut off the corners of the hair, the peos, so you would be over two. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, one for the right side, one for the right peah, and one for the left peah corner. Well, azokin, what about if somebody destroys the beard? What happens there? So the Mishnah says you would actually effectively be chayev five times. Shtai mikan, twice for the corners on the right side, certain sections of the beard, corners which we are not sure where they are. But you would be chayev two for the right side, shtayim mikad, and two for the left side, v'achas milamata, and one for the bottom. So there are effectively five corners that when somebody destroys the beard, he's over at five malkus. Rabbi Kahati says that since we do not know, because there are a lot of different opinions in the Mefarshim exactly where the five corners are, so it's better not to touch the entire area of where the beard grows. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Imin talay kulak achas." What if you shaved off in a way of destruction of hashchasa the entire beard at once? So he didn't do it one piece at a time. So he considers it as one action, and therefore you would only be chayev one and not five. Ein chayev al achas. Ein chayev. You only chayev achi itlanu besar. Only if you would use a sar, a razor, because that's the derech in which people would remove the facial hair. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Afilu likta b'malaket." Even if we were to use a malaket or behitni, which are tools that are not normally used to remove facial hair, but he used it, chayev, you would be chayev. The Bartanur explains that we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer; we paskin like the Tanakama.